Hello and welcome to 50% Angel and 50% Devil with me, Mary Houlihan, who plays the angel.
Angels, that's what Charlie calls them.
And me, Sally Burtnick, who plays, you ask? The devil, I respond.
We're answering advice, and you know, you've seen the cartoons where there's the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder.
That's us.
It's the same thing. That's this.
I was a devil for Halloween a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah. It was to a sex party. I wore a devil costume.
Was it Halloween or no?
I know. I thought it was, but I think it was like Christmas time. It was angels and devils. You had to either dress up like an angel or dress up like a devil.
What kind of devil did you dress as?
It was a size girl's 8, like for an 8-year-old girl, like dress. Like it was a red dress that had like sequin, like zigzag flame. It's supposed to look like flames off the sleeves and the hem of the dress. But I sliced it open in the back so I could like fit it on my curvy, thick body.
Hell yeah.
So I was like, you know, it looked like a costume. The other people who were there were dressed up like head to toe agent provocateur, like $40,000 lingerie.
Whoa.
You know, like, and I was like, oh yeah, okay, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, I knew that.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, I knew that's what we were doing. But I did, like, have my boobs out, so.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That would be funny if people dressed as, you know, like, realistic devil costumes. Like, the kind that, you know, a nerd that works in makeup prosthetics. Yeah. Like still kind of like skin flesh toned.
Like Tim Curry from Legend.
Just little nubs.
Oh, just little. Oh, nice.
Horns.
Like an angel or something. That would be sick. Actually, that would be really cool if someone showed up and like, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I wish. But instead, no.
No. Well, heck, let's look at our first cue.
Okay. Okay. At Sally. I feel so validated and seen when you tweet about experiences with toxic exes, and recently felt inspired to speak out about my own experiences with my most recent ex, who is very toxic, but literally no one knows except the people he's dated. My sister heavily insists that it is a bad idea, that it would be a bad look, and that I would regret it later. But I keep thinking about how much I would have avoided if it was known that he is habitually emotionally abusive and gaslighty in relationships. Ugh. And now I just wince at the thought of another precious girl ending up where I was because she didn't pick up on the red flags. My ex is capable of being extremely charming and persuasive. Nightmare combination. Who is right? Should I say fuck it, take one for the team and drag him, as was my initial instinct? Or should I play it safe and just hope for the best for the next girl?
Wow.
Yeah, this is a heavy one. So
So what is she referring to?
Yeah.
You had some dragging?
Absolutely. I have some drag tweets for sure. And I don't like name names or anything. And I talk about a few of my exes and I don't specify which one is which when I tweet about that stuff. But I do feel like sometimes I get a little bit iced out of like parties where, you know, there will be other people in our community. I'm not allowed to go to those anymore. Some of them. So that's what this person is talking about.
You would support tweeting.
I would support tweeting it because I get then people like believe me, and the people who see some of those tweets get likes from people that I know are still hanging out with that guy. And I want them, and so like the like is like validating for me.
Yeah,
it's like I believe you,
right?
You know, it really does. If I feel like if you thought I was a complete liar, you wouldn't like it,
right?
Because it's not, it's said in like kind of a jokey tone, but in a way that it's like, this is a real thing. I did not make this up. And so that makes me feel really good. So I would suggest doing it, but know that like, if he's like a, you know, pillar of your community or something, that like there's a small chance that you're going to create like a rift. Just don't use his name. Okay, Mary?
I think word of mouth is the most important thing when you're like truly like, this person's dangerous and I don't want, I just want other girls to know that. I think that's very important and is effective. The tweeting, I feel sort of case by case different. I think definitely if you're going to tweet, do it without the name. Mm-hmm. Personally, I've never even did like a subtweet of like my ex, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And like, even if I really don't like the person, and that's kind of out of like, like, well, they'll probably like retaliate and they're like gonna see this. So I don't like even want to give them any sort of fuel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say maybe think about that. If you think it will cause you grief at all to like give this person attention, I would say maybe don't tweet about it. But I think definitely for sure, 100, tell people that might date this person what's up, and word will spread. But yeah, if you feel like it's worth tweeting, go nuts, babe.
It will get back to him almost definitely. It seems like, I just have a feeling that like you're in a friendship, a close-knit friendship, or like a community, right, with him. But if you're not, then like go crazy. Mm-hmm. But if you are, just know that like, yeah, he'll probably find out.
Mm-hmm. And you probably know this already, but you mentioned, you know, wanting other girls to not have to go through it, and girls that might be charmed and might not pick up on the red flags. Once other girls start dating this person, it's over. You can't warn someone afterwards. Mm. They'll be like, no, you're weird. I don't believe you, sir.
Right.
I think get the word out.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Like, if you like contact someone, and it sucks that it is this way, but it is.
Never works.
If you contact someone while they're dating, right, mm-hmm, while they're dating this person, and be like, hey, he's a bad person, they're going to think you're insane.
Yeah.
Now you're the asshole.
Yeah.
And that's shitty, but mm-hmm, it's the way it works.
Well, damn.
And also, I would just really like to say that I'm so sorry that this happened to you, and that it can take a while to really feel better from that. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for you. If you want to DM me, I'm down to talk for sure. And yeah, I'm really, really sorry. And also, I would suggest therapy. If it was a long relationship, it can be like, you can have pretty intense PTSD.
Yeah. And in general, I think it'll make you feel better to talk about it, even aside from the like warning people aspect, just talking to people that you trust about like, oh, and this other thing.
Yeah.
Just like vomit out mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. that makes you mad.
Yeah.
To people that you trust. I think that's really good.
Yes. Totally agree.
What's up, guys? This is Mary Houlihan from Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast, and I just want to take a minute to tell you about our sponsor, Lockheed Martin. Now, I've used a lot of their missiles and tanks over the years for air and ground combat, and I'm going to tell you about a special deal. Just kidding! Guys, come on! A lot of these other podcasts want to sell you guns and missiles and all kinds of artillery, but Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast is ad-free. Truly, I'm actually just happy to have you listen at all and have my mostly very stupid, dumb, dumb, dumb ideas help you get through your day. But it is a lot of work and time, you know, editing and promoting and so on. So if you would like to help out, you don't have to. I'd love it if you checked out my Patreon at patreon.com/Mary Houlihan. You can donate $5 a month to get access to my inspirational monthly newsletters. Or for $10 a month, you can join Zine Club, where I mail you a copy of my zine every month. For $20 a month, I'll mail you a print of one of my paintings. Or I'll mail you an original painting every month for $100 a month. It sounds like a lot, but you know, you could sign up just for 1 month and cancel right after. People who have bought my paintings will tell you that's a very good deal. Now, back to the show.
Next question.
Yep.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Okay.
Sick in bed with a cold right now. Please give me your best and most glamorous sickness cures.
Sick in bed with a cold right now. Please give me your best and most glamorous sickness cures.
From Savannah.
From Savannah. I can't do it.
It's me, Savannah. I'm sick and cold.
I'm sick and cold.
In my bed.
In my bed.
And I want to know the best.
Oh, yeah.
Most glamorous sickness cures. Once again, it's me, Savannah.
Savannah. It's me, Savannah.
Sorry.
Did you guys see Knives Out?
No, I didn't see Knives Out.
Clive Owen? No, that can't. Yeah. No, not
Craig?
Clive Owen.
No. Okay.
Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig plays a guy with an accent like that. Well, an accent like I was trying to do, but I can't even do it. And it's a bad accent. You know, like that, mm-hmm. like old antebellum Georgia
yeah.
kind of thing. But like, I can't do it good.
Molasses.
Yeah, molasses. But it's different. I can't do it. I'm really bad at accents. I'm bad at that part of doing acting.
Dang.
Okay, but you're sick in bed, huh? Okay, first of all, just straight up, mad soup and broth. I gotta suggest eating mad soup and broth. Order four wonton soups and eat those over the next 4 days. No, less. Two a day. Eat two wonton soups a day.
Rest, 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 and then rest some more. hot shower. Glamorous. Throw on some salve on your face after you're done with the shower.
Some salve?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea is to do face masks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And also if being awake is so horrible that like you can't handle it, smoke a bunch of weed and go to sleep in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's glamorous, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then you might wake up and feel depressed if the sun has gone down.
Mm.
I would say basically glamorous. It's time to spend money. So just order Postmates to your house for everything and do face masks. Yeah, take yourself to CVS.
Eat fruit.
Okay, that's not glamorous.
I think that's glamorous.
All right, if it's pre-cut.
Yeah.
Okay, so pre-cut fruit.
Some diced fruit.
Yeah. Go to CVS and spend like $40 on like a new shower gel and like face masks and like just like a lotion, just stuff that will make you feel good.
And I know I really shouldn't be saying this. I really shouldn't be saying this. This day and age, mm-hmm. you know, with, you know, we're wasting so much, the climate, blah, blah, blah. I really, you know, I wouldn't tell someone this unless I really thought it was important. And I think you need to go to CVS and go to the coupon machine and print out one of those really, really, really long paper coupons because they have some good stuff on there.
Yeah,
sometimes they just are giving you dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes if you have a card, you'll just be like, oh, you have $5 now, $10. One time I got like $4 off a purchase. That's so much money.
I went through a period where I was shopping at CVS a lot and mm-hmm. getting really good at the coupons. And often the cashier would compliment me on my savings.
That's really nice.
Thank you.
I get those coupons all the time and I've never used them, not once.
You gotta.
I want to, but I don't know why I haven't. It's because I'm not like, I don't need the thing in time. It's like you get $3 off of a $4 bottle of toothpaste. And I just don't need it in time. And then I'm like, you know, I do a lot of paycheck to paycheck. Where like I only have $100 just that I have to live off of for like 8 days. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I can't go to CVS until the coupon expires. So you know what?
That's the worst.
And hit me up because maybe I can give you some coupons if you're going to go. Because I've got mad coupons as well.
Damn.
So thanks, Savannah. Yeah, I think so.
I think we should do one more.
Okay. So here, this is from Q4. I eat cereal in front of my computer a lot. But when I watch a really good video, it makes me stand up fast when I get excited and spill milk all over my keyboard. It would be okay, but now the bracket key sticks down for a few seconds whenever I press it. So
that's
this
really
isn't
funny.
A question.
I like them. I like that it's when I watch a really good video, it's not I laugh so hard, I spill. It makes me stand up fast. Whenever I watch something, it makes me stand up.
That's really good. Yeah, because you just get so excited.
Wow.
I stood up. Yeah, well.
You really have to be careful with your electronics.
To not get too excited. And, like, I would just say, definitely don't watch videos of babies falling down. And don't watch videos of newscaster bloopers.
Oh, my God.
And don't watch the Adele Dazeem video 6 times
That's
in a row.
That's really funny.
And don't watch Grape Lady Falls. Grape Lady Falls is my best. My favorite.
Imagine being Idina Menzel and like waiting for your cue.
Yeah.
And then you hear that.
And then you hear Adele Dazeem. Ladies and gentlemen, the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem. So good. Did you see The Fanatic, Mary?
No. What's that?
Okay. Everybody has to see it. What's his name? Travolta. John Travolta stars as a fanatic. Mm-hmm. He's a fanboy of this like Jeremy Renner type character that is played by somebody who looks almost exactly like Jeremy Renner and is supposed to be Jeremy Renner, but isn't Jeremy Renner.
So funny.
Everyone else in the movie is like, you've never seen them before in anything because they're all just Fred Durst's friends. Why, yeah. You ask? Because he directed the film, I respond.
Oh.
So it's John Travolta, and he's just like, he basically is like, has a mental disability, or the script never really made that clear, one or the other, because he doesn't perceive things in a very like, you know, neurotypical way. And he is obsessed with Jeremy Renner character, and he, does some crazy stuff. So I don't want to ruin the movie, but it is one of the worst ones I've ever seen. And I suggest everyone see it, including Q4. Watch it on your laptop.
Stand up.
But don't have cereal.
Keep your milk away.
Yeah, because it absolutely will make your bracket key stick for sure.
Wow. You know, a film about a neuroatypical person reminds me of one of Steve's favorite TV shows. Take it away, Steve.
Are we talking about the show we watched?
Yes.
Called Atypical?
Oh, Atypical. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's on Netflix, right?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
We like it. We watched the whole thing.
It's about a high school boy who is autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really smart, but very socially unaware and awkward. And he wants to begin dating, but he doesn't know like how to like approach girls or how to know if girls like him or what to say. He has a therapist, so the therapist starts giving him advice.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of his that he works with also starts giving him advice.
And the friend's really nice.
He's really nice.
Where does
and
he work?
He works at a
like a Best Buy kind of place.
Yeah. Cute.
And so he starts to have some success going on dates. Mm-hmm. And then he gets kind of close with this one girl from his school, and she's also like
weird,
she's
much
just bonkers. But she's good for him because she, you know, really
she's empathetic.
And she puts up with his, you know, weirdness. And they get close, but then he
don't
kind
spoil
of flips
the whole thing.
Out, and there's like these emotional outbursts.
Please,
Steven, Steven.
Please, please, please.
So, do you want to watch it?
Yeah. Can I tell you guys about some more of the same?
Yep.
Well, there's one show called The End of the Fucking World.
Mm.
And it's about a kid who you think is probably a sociopath because he wants he takes animals and kills them. Hmm. And his mom killed herself in front of him. And then he meets this other girl, and they're English, so it's great. And he meets this other girl who then kind of takes him under her wing, and she's like even more crazy. Mm. And they get into some wild shenanigans, and it's really sad. But he's like, they're hanging out and basically going on a road trip, and he is always the whole time about to kill her. And then another one I watch is called Sex Education. Mm. And this one has a big marketing campaign and you can see posters for it all over the subways.
Yeah, I've seen.
Yes. And it stars a very hot little English boy and his mom is Gillian Anderson and she's a sex therapist. And he starts giving sex therapy to all the other children in his children's school.
Nice.
Yes. So those are three high school boy shows that everyone should be watching, except for Q4. Because if something exciting happens, and it does in all TV shows, you're going to get milk in your keyboard. Yeah.
So just get the milk out of there.
Here's another option. Eat standing up. When you do get it, you won't feel
the need to stand up. You're already there.
Standing.
Sally, do you need any advice?
At my job, my bosses don't want me to like host anything ever again because they like just don't like my personality.
But they liked your Insta video.
No, they didn't actually say anything to me about Weird. It, period. I got no accolades from my bosses, which
that's so strange.
It has 500,000 views, which means it has done well.
Yeah.
But they just won't talk to me about it at all because that's they don't really like weird. Me. Yeah, and I was hired also to be a host. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to do. So I have talked to them about it and they've been like, well, you just have to be a better host. And I'm like, what they said is that I need to have a completely different personality than everyone else who hosts. And right now I'm not like different enough.
That's dumb.
But that's complicated because we were editing me to not be myself when we filmed the thing because we wanted we wanted to take that stuff out and we wanted to be like really as not goofy as possible. Yeah. And I wanted to be goofy, but my director was like, no, you're hamming it up too much. But I think that's my real personality. So anyway, what should I do?
Steve, what do you think?
I mean, you got to be yourself, right?
They told me not to be myself. They told me that I need to have a persona that's like totally different, basically, and need to stick to it. It needs to be like a caricature of myself. But I have no options to show them because they won't let me do anything ever again.
I think they're not right for you. And you just need to keep making things independently or with other outlets. Maybe someplace else.
Yeah.
Will make more sense. And keep taking a paycheck here for as long as you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just look for another job. Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. It does suck that they hired me for the thing. And then they're like,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a lot of places that don't appreciate the talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many examples of, like, this person didn't get used at all on this. And now look at them.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Right.
I bet they must be kicking themselves. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Okay. I'll just keep going viral. I got a viral TikTok right now, everybody.
What is it?
It wouldn't make sense if I played it in the microphone, but I'll describe what happens to you.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'm like, hey, everybody, here's a really fun trick that you can do if you have one of the MacBooks that has a glowing apple on the back. And so, Mary, this one has a, it's a reflective apple. It's not glowing. So you need the ones that like lights up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then I go, so first what you do is you turn the brightness down all the way. And I turn the brightness all the way down on my laptop. And then I say, and then you take a flashlight, and I have a flashlight, and you put it through the other, on the other side of the screen on the glowing apple. And it actually illuminates the part of the screen that you're shining it through. So you can see what's happening on the screen, even though the brightness is all the way down. And the thing that's on the screen that you can see is just a snippet of Bart Simpson fucking Marge.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. So that's my viral TikTok.
Wow. Mary, Steve, do you need advice?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're pretty self-actualized.
Am I?
I don't know.
Mary, do you need advice?
What do I need advice on? This isn't a specific thing. I feel moody lately. Got any tips for moodiness?
Mm-hmm. Exercise. I know, but truly, truly. And I think I've said this on the show before, but gym show. So you have to have a TV show that you only let yourself watch at the gym. Mm. So that way, when you want to see what happens in more episodes, you have to do it. And you can go to the gym for, you just have to work out for like as long as you want. Mm-hmm. And eventually after like 3 days of doing that, I swear you'll be like, okay, now I want to go.
Yeah.
It really does help your mood.
Okay.
We've been talking about joining the gym.
That's true.
You guys should join the gym.
We went to a hotel that had a gym. And we used it.
Did it feel good to exercise?
We liked it.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll join a gym. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yay.
Great.
Well, perfect. That's it. For another installment of 50% Angel, 50% Devil. Bye, Sally.
Thanks so much. Bye.